My Zeshoya, that a woman came back from the mikvah, and her husband was feeling her back, and noticed that she had a bandage on her back. Shaila is, Hechi Daini Daini Lahai Dino. The Herba Pashtis, we would say, that it's a Mira Makbid. It's a problem. The question is, why is it considered a Mira Makbid? Is a woman Makbid to go outside with the bandage on her back? She's not Makbid? If Makbid is defined by how she would go outside, then Lachur, this is something that she's not Makbid on. No one's going to see the bandit on her back. Why is it? What's the Mira Makbid here? Not only that, there's another Lacha Tzivvo. The Lacha is that the Marlakin is the woman that has her hair all tied together. She wakes up in the morning, and lo and behold, the shade came, visited her in the middle of the night, and braided her hair. The Lacha is that she doesn't have to take it out. It's not a problem of Chatzitza. Four different reasons that are given, and one of them is the chayra that she's not makbid on it. She's not makbid either because it's zakana or because the chayra she's not makbid on it. Now the shayla is, who cares that she's not makbid on it? Anybody else in the right mind is makbid on it. Says the Sidur Torah, the biggest story that's brought down later on in Sefer Yudayim, that when you have a group of women that all are shaykh to a certain profession, then we don't look at them in context of everybody else. We look at them as a chelik in it, as an entity in and of themselves. And therefore, a tzaba, somebody that paints, is not makbid on paint, even though 98% of the population is makbid on it. But all painters are not makbid on the paint. So too, all people that have these katlanis wake up in the morning that the shade got to them in the middle of the night, they're not makbid. Therefore, that's not chaytetz. So that's another svar to say over here is not chaytetz. Anybody that would have a makbid, anybody that have a cut on her back would want to have a bandit there. So the chur is something which is not makbid. Even if you're going to tell me that most people are makbid, anybody in her situation wouldn't be makbid. So the truth is that both of the svaras that we're saying are really not so simple. The fact that nobody sees it, also nobody sees that her hair is all tied together, can negate some welcome. Nevertheless, the Chavis has to tip up, then it's a problem, because the husband is makbid on it. So she's makbid kifi, how lav dafke, how other people are going to see her. In other words, she's makbid also if her husband's going to see her like that. It's going to bother her husband. And she's also makbid. So maybe someone she's going to bother her husband, even if no one else sees her when she walks outside, is a problem of chatzitza. Now, with regard to, this is really a big shayla that the Achrayim will handle, is what's the difference between the Marlakin and the Ritzia Shalamako? How come in the Ritzia Shalamako we say that she's makbid on it? Who cares that she's makbid on it? Anybody, her, other people are makbid on it. She's not makbid on it. She wants to have Ritzia. She wants to have something, bandage on the makko, and anybody in her situation would also want to have it. So two answers that are given in the Achrayim. One of the Sidur Torah says that the difference between whether or not it's part of the body or not part of the body. If it's part of the body, like the hair, which grows part of the body, it's not something which is stuck on afterwards, then in the Hanami, that it's not chaytet, and we say that that's Hainu Revise, and we say the source of that anybody in the situation wouldn't be makbid on it. However, we'll have to see when it comes to the paint. Why is this different than the paint? Well, her. But with regard to the sakana making it only sakana of something which is a chelik of the body, in such a case, then they would be makel, as opposed to the band-aid, which is a foreign object. We wouldn't say that svar. Another svar which is mentioned, Shulchan Aruch Rav says, in Hilchos Hatzilut Yadayim, is that there's a difference between whether or not the situation is going to change by itself, or the situation is not going to change. For example, in the case of the bandage, Be'etzem, she's makbid. She's makbid on it. Just now that she has a cut, she's not makbid. But something's going to change that she's going to make the, that's going to make it that she's going to be makbid on the bandage. When her body gets better, then she's going to be makbid on the bandage. As opposed to a woman that has this marlakin, nothing's going to change. So as long as she has the chatzitza, she's never going to be makbid. It's not like the bandage. The bandage, so long as she has the bandage, it's only she only wants it there as long as she has the cut. But if the cut heals, then she doesn't want it. As opposed to the marlak, which in and of itself is the chatzitza, l'chorel in the chanami, she's not makbid as long as it's there. Not only that, the pesuk too wrote down with regard to the stuff that if the hair gets misubach because they put on a foreign object, so then that would be, that's just another right that the first said, that when it's a foreign object, then in Chalam, we don't say the svara of that anybody in the situation wouldn't be makbid. But made l'chur, in this case, when a woman came home and she had a band-aid, l'chur to me and a makbid, l'chur, she would have to go back and be terrible again. The question is, why didn't the mikvah lady check her? And the answer is that the mikvah lady has no chiv to check. That's the truth. And she only has to make sure that her hair went down. Even though the minig is in most places that they do check the back because it's harder for the woman to see. And lachar from now on, this lady also will make sure that she checks her back so she won't have to go back. And in very inconvenient time.